of all these various presidents that you knew personally, from, you know, Eisenhower, I guess,
Kennedy,
obviously, Ford, obviously, Johnson, I would assume, too, along the way.
Yes, in this way, we was very intimate.
Richard Nixon, clearly. I don't know if it extended to Bill Clinton or not.
No, not Clinton.
Not Carter, as I recall.
No. Carter thought we were general flubs.
Now, in terms of the presidents, coming back to that, too, I sense that of that list of presidents, the one that, just from listening to you over the years, that it was Eisenhower that you were closest with. Would that be correct?
It turned out, of course, that Kennedy was very much more intimately, Eisenhower much the closest, but it is interesting that Kennedy got very much personally involved. Now, you've covered all that in the sense of his foundation of the science and technology institution had a very large intelligence component,
mm-hmm.
and Kennedy was very active, very, very personally, very forthcoming on that, and he took a lot of pride in that. I remember Land and I were his special missionaries, and every time there'd be a chief head of state, I remember the president of Australia and this, whatever they called it there that time, and also a couple of other European countries, that he insisted that Land and I go with him onto the third floor of living quarters of the White House, so he would receive these visitors there and then proceed to tell them about us, you see, and want us to talk to them. So he was very friendly indeed about the whole deal. However, in terms of really fundamental understanding of what we had to do and how the system was working, I'd say Eisenhower was the leader, and Eisenhower, of course, knew so well the machinery and what you had to do in the other branches of the government to get things done, that he was uniquely qualified to do that. So he was very close.